Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joins us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Commissioner Bruns, good to see you back in the studio this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George. Everybody morning. Out there listening, happy terrific Tuesday.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, before we talk about the agenda of yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners, I want to talk to you about a meeting that you were in attendance at yesterday as the chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners. As our top news story today is consolidation efforts between Central Nebraska Public or Central Nebraska Power and Irrigation and Dawson Public Power as well.
Yes. So, you know, it was an extremely interesting joint public meeting that they've had. I've been following this merger since really for the past couple years since they started talking about it.
Sure.
Doing everything I can to learn about the information, the details of the merger. And the more I learn, the more excited I got about what this means for Western Nebraska and Central Nebraska, really our entire region.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thrilled that it passed through both of those boards of directors. And we'll see the creation of the Platte River Public Power and Irrigation District now. And the benefits that we're going to be experiencing over generations from here on out.
Can you drill down on that a little bit? What do you think's in store for us?
Yeah, so when you talk about managing our most vital resource, water, Central has done a really good job. I had the opportunity to look at some mapping that started. They had their baseline back in the 1920s when they first started gauging the groundwater, mm-hmm. and the changes that have occurred as we've become the nation's most irrigated state, the impact that has on the aquifer. Mm-hmm. Central has done a fantastic job of making sure that those water levels really haven't changed. In fact, they've actually increased. The water table's grown in their region. Other parts of the state haven't experienced that. And you take a look at what it's done this year, given the drought that we're all experiencing. It's fantastic. So we have good stewardship of that resource. Dawson, as a power provider, distributor, does a fantastic job, and they've worked really hard to keep their rates low. This merger is going to allow them to really harness every drop of water in a meaningful way, still keep irrigation front and center for our farmers, our producers in the region, but at the same time be able to provide nimbleness to pressures that exist that are outside of everybody's control with power distribution and generation. And so over the long run, we'll see rates stay stable. We'll actually probably experience pretty significant rate decreases in both irrigation and in power distribution for our region. But the thing that really excites me is the benefits that we're going to experience from an economic development standpoint. I think if everybody knows me, they've heard me talk, economic development is at the forefront of what I'm about, growing our rural communities out here in rural Nebraska, greater Nebraska.
And you serve as the Lincoln County Commissioner Liaison on the Board of Directors for the North Platte Area Chamber Development Corporation, I might add as well.
Correct, and the Economic Development Committee for our region. Mm-hmm. And so what this does, we've had numerous projects, significant economic development projects that we have lost that have had interest in investing in our area, but they do business in California, or they may be headquartered in one of the coastal states. And like it or not, there's parts of our country that have requirements that companies have to hit in order to do business in those regions.
Sure.
That are tied to renewable energy. Okay, it's not necessarily something that we fully embrace here. That's fine. But if they want to do business there, they have to meet these requirements. Mm-hmm. And one of those requirements is, does your power provider generate renewable energy? And Dawson really has not done that because they're a distributor. Mm-hmm. They buy their renewable energy from other sources, but that's a check mark that has not been able to be checked off in the past. And what this merger will do, creating one entity, there will be significant renewable energy through hydropower, something that we harness pretty significantly here in the state of Nebraska.
Sure.
And we'll be able to check that box off, and we'll be able to experience gaining some of these players, these economic development partners that have looked at us in the past and had to go elsewhere. that likely won't be the case moving forward. And so, huge step for us in the region moving forward. And I'm very excited about it.
That sounds significant.
Yeah. And this, of course, impacts your constituents and your fellow commissioners as well, as several villages in Lincoln County receive their power supply, I believe, from Dawson. Right?
I'm a customer of Dawson Public Power.
Oh, really? Okay. So you were there for dual purposes.
I was dual purposes, yes. So,
I think it's about a third of Lincoln County, isn't it? Gosper and Dawson and several other counties.
Phelps and Buffalo. And so the new board will be comprised of those counties for what comprised Central, as well as the counties that Dawson Public Power served. And so that was kind of the point of consternation for a lot of people that were in the meeting, is you had irrigators in the Tri-County area that didn't want to give up control that they had over the irrigation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every person that is in Lincoln County, that is in Keith County where McConaughey is, they're stakeholders in this, and so they're going to have a seat at the table on the new board that's created. And I've looked at the plan in detail. It's a good plan. There's been a lot of work over the past couple of years that have gone into this. We're all neighbors. We're all Nebraskans. We don't want to. There was concerns that Lincoln and Keith County were going to take the water from the Tri-County area. That's not the case. We're all Nebraskans. We want to see everybody succeed. A high tide raises all ships. I say that all the time.
He's going to put down a bumper sticker one of these days, George.
So, very excited about what transpired.
Yeah, it sounds like a grand proposal, and plus there's efficiencies of scale, and you can combine some resources, you can buy more in bulk for supplies and stuff like that, correct?
Correct. And the nimbleness that this allows for managing water is significant. And that's what we need to be looking at, moving forward. It's a finite resource, and we've got to do everything we can to protect it.
Now, I would assume that Central will continue to manage the water, and Dawson will continue to distribute electrical power. Is that correct?
So their plan moving forward is essentially maintain operations kind of as they are, mm-hmm. underneath the umbrella of one larger organization. So, you won't see a whole lot of disruption as far as, getting your services that are
getting
already
your
being
power
provided.
Or your water,
exactly.
Whatever it might be.
Exactly.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, sounds great.
Commissioner Bruns, looking at the agenda for yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, Rick even said it on the air when he was giving us a preview yesterday, kind of a streamlined agenda.
Very streamlined agenda. We're in the middle of the election season. Our county clerk's office is extremely busy handling that. And so made the conscious decision to kind of keep this meeting light. It was very administrative in nature. We get a lot done for the board or for the county, as the county board. We're the administrator, so a lot of administrative work that was done.
Sure.
One key topic that we did cover is discussing our Lincoln County employee handbook and all that means. And so we had a lot of internal policies and procedures that were discussed yesterday. And this is something that's been in the works. We started this conversation last year underneath of Commissioner Weems's leadership, and it's something that we're progressing this year as part of the agenda that I want to get accomplished. And now that, budget's done and some of the other big items on my agenda have kind of been hashed out, we're finally able to get to this. And what this does is, the hope is by the time we implement this before the end of the year, we'll get some consensus among all the different departments throughout the county as far as how we approach the employees, how we approach things like pay and benefits and our holidays and vacation and sick leave and maternity leave and all those things. So it's a pretty massive undertaking, and it hasn't been looked at in recent years, and it's time that we modernize it and we bring things into alignment and create some efficiencies where we can. So
this is the start of the process of
revision? We've had some conversations over this past year here and there, but we're really grabbing the bull by the horns, and this is really the second step that we had yesterday as far as working toward drafting more of a simplified, easy-to-understand
There's
manual.
A ways to go, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Commissioner Bruns, there was also a unique resignation on the agenda for yesterday's commissioners meeting, I believe.
Yeah, so Terry Hessel, who has served Lincoln County for over 30 years in the clerk's office, she offered up her resignation for the Lincoln County Safety Committee. It's a committee that's established. We need it by state law. So she offered that because she's planning on retiring at the end of the year.
And,
she's an institution in and of herself in Lincoln County. People that come into the clerk's office, she's one of the smiling faces that you see first, and she's been a fantastic deputy county clerk for Becky Russell. And so I'm pleased to see that, she's moving on to a new chapter of her life, and she's ready for that, and all the joy that's going to bring her family, but sad to see her go, and so she offered up her resignation to this important committee that she's served on for years.
Bittersweet, it sounds like.
Bittersweet, yeah. We almost didn't pass take action on it, trying to twist her arm behind her back to keep her to
stay. Sure she enjoyed that. Commissioner Bruns, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, just... We got a lot of exciting things that are happening. I'm looking forward to having some breaking news, hopefully in the coming weeks, as far as more development and positivity.
Oh, George, this isn't fair what he's doing to us, is
more,
it?
More
a little teaser.
Yeah.
He's dangling the carrot right in front of us.
Saying more economic development? Is that what you're hoping for, an announcement? Yeah. Well, I think we've all hoped for that sort of stuff.
Well, but he's dangling the carrot in front of us.
Momentum is building.
They do that a lot. They get excited about a potential thing, but it's not really certain.
Yeah,
so.
I understand
the position.
Yes.
But,
Commissioner Bruns,
do keep us informed, okay?
I absolutely will.
Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to contact you or your colleagues on the Lincoln County Commissioners, how can they do so?
Yeah, so as I'm out and about and trying not to blow away, the best way for people to reach me is on my cell phone, and that number is 308-660-6049. That is my cell phone. You can call me, shoot me a text. If I don't respond right away, I will get back to you. Another way is via email. I encourage people to go to our website, lincolncountyne.gov. You can click on the Commissioners tab, find the list of the commissioners. As I always say, our names are in blue. You can click on our name. It's a hyperlink. It takes you right to an email that you can fill out and shoot off to any one of us. And if you don't know who your commissioner is or where you live, it doesn't matter. You can email any one of us. We serve all the constituents here in Lincoln County, and we'll get back to you, and we'll get you the answers that you're seeking, address any concerns that you have, and get the ball rolling.
Pretty accessible.
Absolutely.
Pretty accessible bunch. And
they
the
are.
Doors open at their meetings, and you meet once a week on Monday mornings.
Monday mornings at 9 a.m. and
courthouse.
We love it when people come in, and we're pretty laid back board. We get a lot done, and if you have something that you want to bring before the board, I'll let you speak. Absolutely, I'll let you speak.
That's the way.
Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time as always. We'll see you again at this time next week, sir.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Take
Good
care.
Good to see you.